Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As always, this is our daily meeting. Today, I'm going to focus a lot on Rakeza. I'm going to focus a lot on Rakeza because it is the time is drawing near. When Philip was passed on by the other side by ship, ruler of the synagogue came to him. I'm quoting scriptures. I just put Phil's name in there. Okay. But the point is, the time is nigh. All right. That's the point. The time is nigh. Oh, Grace Reggie Satish. Yeah, I'll pay it. Everything is about y'all. Every single thing today is about y'all. But Satish, not you, and it's about you passively, but you gotta make it happen. All right. So let's start. Grace, Phil and Susan have all the leads. Yes.
Yes.
Outstanding. All right. Where is? Okay. I will. I've got one more loose element there. Make sure that whatever assistance they need today, well, second half of the day, because you got stuff to do in the first half, right? whatever assistance they need to build their success team. Give me something better than that, Phil. Build their success team. Give me pizzazz that phrase up. With
create.
Build your success. Create.
Enroll.
All right. Enroll superstars into their success team. I feel like I have some glitter coming out of my hands when I say that, right? Some glitter should just come out of my hands. Here is the big vision. The big vision is, you should probably write this down. The big vision is 80. Just write these numbers down, and it's going to make sense. 80. $320. $960. $1,920. $3,840. I know that's like boring numbers. I apologize. But it makes sense in here in a second. This is what I've done. I have mathematically manipulated the growth of Rakeza over the next 5 months. Okay? Well, when I say 5 months starts, that's when it starts. Doesn't start yet. Well, it does start yet. You get a little head start, but it does start yet. That means, how did I do that? Because I like math. I like math, M-A-F, okay? I like math, very much so. I have an engineer's brain. All I did was say, we're going to start with 80 customers who get customers, because that's what it is. No distributors. Customers getting customers. And I did 4 factorial. Grace, tell them what that means.
4 factorial means 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
That's it. That's what those numbers are. 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. That meant it's simple math. We start with 80 people, and as a collective, you're going to get 4 people for every 1 person. You want to take a success team force, a success team rally. I need more glitter. Rally, right? And we're going to say, let's do 4 more. The next month. All right. Good job, everybody. Let's go do 3 more. Good job, everybody. Let's go do 2 more. All right. Good job, everybody. Let's go do 1 more. Now, of course, once you get to the 3rd factorial, actually, it's going to explode significantly. I know this. So when I say, this is by design, by Yuri, because I'm slick like that. When I say, let's go out there and go get, what was the numbers again? Let's go out there and go get 960 people. Guess what's literally mathematically going to happen? You're going to go get 3,840 people. I'm going to be like, wow, this is really catching on. But I already knew that. It's math. It's in there already. But that's not how I'm going to market it. Do you understand? I'm not going to do that. I know what's going to happen, not because I'm smart, Monica. It's just math. When I go tell 1,920 people to go out there and get 1 person, they're going to go out there and get 2 or 3 or 4, right? Or you're going to have a Jerry going out there and get 12. I get this. I have designed in the system under promise, over deliver. So I want you to really be paying attention how to run your company. And I have it this way. So what's the hard part? The hardest part is getting to 80. That's the hardest part. You get to 80, if you, this is just math. If you get to 80, all your dreams come true. Is everybody following what I'm saying? Now, I'm not talking about you personally. We're talking about everything I'm talking about right now is collective numbers. We're not talking about my year going out there and get 8. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about the collective of numbers. All right, let's rewind. I want everybody to be on the same page. What's the name of this coffee? Tell everybody the name of this coffee.
The name of this one is Texas Pecan.
I'm not sure what a Texas pecan is because I eat them all the time. So I'm not sure. Well, I used to. I'm sure they're great because screw all your other states because Texas, baby, yes. You know, so I'm sure these pecans are fantastic because I'm from Texas. From Texas. Let me acknowledge something real quick. Right now, I checked this morning about maybe 70 miles southeast of Mumbai has a powerful cyclone smashing that area right now. I sure did check. So we want to make sure that we are in tune empathetically, spiritually, and whatever we can do with our Indian brothers and sisters. Yes? So let me not speak for you all. Let me get either one, Mayuri or Satish, since both of you are Indian, if you would like to say something here, you're more than welcome to. You've got more information than me. I just looked at the news and stuff. Go ahead.
Mayuri is the right person because she's from Mumbai.
Oh, well, then, by all means, I'm glad. Go ahead.
Okay, so in Mumbai, or maybe in the coastal area of Maharashtra, the department already told the civilians that so and so is going to happen, so you need to take care. And the best part was, like, now everyone is well prepared for this cyclone, and now my parents and my family is in Mumbai, but things are going good, everything is under control. But yeah, there's a lot of disaster with respect to nature, but with respect to casualties and all, things are in control.
Wow. Okay, and that's the first cyclone ever for Mumbai. So that's cyclone is just a hurricane. If you're from the west, it just rotates differently due to the equator, right? It's water just acts differently. Anyway, but of course it's going to sit there and rain over land for quite some time. Good stuff. Thank you, Mayuri. Thank you, thank you. And remember when Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast over here? It was like a Category 2, and everybody was like, oh, it's a Category 2. Yeah, but they've never had that before. Those cities aren't built for that. The houses are sitting on top of each other like this. No one was ready over there for that. Where we're from, we get hurricanes all the time. Our houses are built 5 feet off the ground at the least. Like it's mandated is a word for that. It's in the code. You can't build a house. Like they don't let you build it if it's not to, hurricane specifications for that city. In addition to, I never seen a basement in my life until I went to go see Jerome in Baltimore 2 years ago. The first time I've ever been in the basement. I live below sea level. Why would I see a basement? Right? That doesn't make any sense. So, all right, Mayur, keep us informed. How far are you away? So your family's in immediate danger. How far are you away?
My family is in Mumbai, like proper, very close to Mumbai, just 20 kilometers away.
Yep.
But I am in Hyderabad, which is around 800 kilometers away from Mumbai.
Yeah. Got it. Got it.
But my family is very close.
Yeah, your family is.
Yes. They are facing they're basically now. Yeah.
In about 6 hours, they'll be lighting candles. That's how close they are. Thanks to Satish, I understand the map of India, so that works. Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. We'll be in prayer for your family, and yeah, we'll get some good stuff off of that. Susan, I saw your hand go up as well.
I was going to ask you if you got where I sent you on Facebook, Mike's weather page.
Yes, I did get it. I need to check it, but I did get it. I will.
He is full time doing this just because the people in the Bahamas, I was turned on to him last year by the people in the Bahamas, but everyone that's into him knows how accurate he is on all the hurricanes. So you will want to check him out because he can really give you up to date.
What's his name, Susan?
It's called Mike's Weather Page.
Okay. I'm sure if you search Facebook, it'll pop right on up like that.
Yeah. That'll be helpful for all of us through this season.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. All right, good stuff. Grace, put in Mike's Weather Page. And then put that link in chat for everybody. Since Facebook is global. Outstanding. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you. And of course, sometime Monday, we'll be getting hit. Now, right now, it was a direct hit for us yesterday, but it kind of moved a little bit to the right, which means we'll get, which side is the dirty side in the northern hemisphere? Which side is the dirty side? I can't remember. I forgot all this international stuff in my head. I forget. I think, let me see. I'm going to close this way. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. Well, just know that I keep my eye on these things at all times during this season. So we'll keep going back to that. Now, let's back up. I'm talking about Rakeza, and for this, there's like four or five different companies that I have running independently inside of each other, but they're not codependent upon one another, but they cross-pollinate. Does that make sense to you? They're not codependent, but they cross-pollinate. You know, like little bees come over to one company and take little pollen to another company, right? They do that. And Rakeza, we're gonna start for 80 people. The truth is, probably got more than that, but I don't care. That's not what we're talking about, all right? That's not what we're talking about. 80 people. What I mean by people, there are no distributors, so it's just customers who get customers, who decide to get customers. That's all. That's all it is. That's all. Customers who want to get paid while learning. That's all. All right? That's on purpose. So if you're looking for a way to market it, that right there, okay? It's just people who want to get paid while learning, all right? That's it. Now, we're going to start off with 80 of those. What do I mean by start off? That means, and Satish says, it's been troubleshooting enough to start, y'all need 80 people collectively. This is why I said 5 months on a 4-factorial. I'm being nice. I'm giving you this month and next month. I'm giving you 6 months. But I'm saying it's 5 months because I'm no dummy. And if I tell you, if I give you Antonio Smith drive, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is too hard. So I'm not, right? These first 2 months don't even count. So just go get the 80 people collectively. Collectively. Got me? Now watch this genius stuff here. So since Phil and Susan have a plethora of names, right? That means, Jerry, I'm going to switch your function. I meant to call you yesterday, but yesterday was just way too busy. But I talked to you in spirit. And your spirit said, hey, let's have fun and make money. And so I said, well, let's do that. So, Grace, Phil and Susan, they'll love me for this, too. Those names that Jerry has. Congratulations, Jerry. You get to build your success team. with those names. All right. Now, there's an option here. Never mind. I'll let them do that themselves. But there you go. And I'll don't check out a call at 10 and 11. Yeah. And 11.
Yeah.
I'm the one on 11.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jerry, I'll talk to you at 11. Or no, it's 9 your time. I'll run something by you. I think you'll like it very much. It's a scotch. It's a high quality scotch and cigar conversation. We'll just let them hear a little bit of it, but it'll be me and you. They just be nosy, so they like eavesdropping. That's all. They nosy. Good stuff. All right, so that's that. That means anything that pertains to Phil and Susan just got a double portion. Is this understood? Double portion being Elisha, right? A double portion. Boom. Congratulations. You got plenty. That's one. Can you log me in on another phone? I need a device. Grace, get a tripod. Am I on this one? I need a phone over there. So log in Zoom on that. I need to draw on the board for everybody. Okay. I can't move forward without drawing on the board because stuff. Actually, I can't move forward. It's a teach, but I can only move forward so much. I have a lot of visual learners, and I want to be respectable to your visual learning. They're switching me over so I can write and walk and stuff. Unless I want to hold the laptop like mannequins, you might want to do that. All right. Okay, there you go. Satish, I mean, you might.
Yes, sir.
I need 3 people from India who are like you in spirit. You understand? Not you. You can't be one. 3 people from India like you in spirit that desire to be the richest people in India or somewhere in that percentile. Got me?
Got it.
That will bleed. You can switch me over? Okay, hold on, yeah. All right, she was switching the microphone over. That bleed personal development. You got me?
Yes,
that you trust with your life.
Okay.
Of course, I need those 3 people now, though. Sorry. No delays. You already know who they are. All right? Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are they? Or do you know? You want to tell me privately? You want to tell me publicly? I need some anonymity.
No. I have... 1 person ready.
Okay.
And the 2nd person, I need to prepare them a little bit.
Okay.
Because they are ambitious, they have good heart and all that.
Okay.
But sometimes they don't know who they are. So I need to prepare them.
That's actually the perfect person for this company, actually. Yeah.
So I need to find the 3rd one.
Yep. Okay.
I will announce the names tomorrow.
Outstanding. So 3 people, and we're going to do this here. We're going to go by birthday month. So whoever has the first birthday, okay, the first birthday goes on to Phil and Susan. Whoever has the second birthday goes under.
Doesn't go under us, it's part of our team.
Part of their team, right? The first person's birthday is part of their success team. Second person's birthday is part of Reggie's success team. No, whose birthday comes? Reggie's after you. He's in September. Never mind. Scratch that. Second person's birthday is Grace's team. third person's birthday is Reggie's team. Got it? All I did was let however y'all was born onto this planet decide. You understand? What that does is it secures India under these teams. See what I did? If anybody understands, I don't know, success teams, I'm like being super generous right now. I'm just throwing out blessings. Just here, take them. Take them. Take them. Take them, take them, take them, take them, take them. All right, everybody got what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. Now, I'm going to switch over here. Switch me to, and where's the phone? Is this over here? Hold on, I'm going to switch devices. Okay, y'all should be able to hear me here. I don't know if you can see me yet, but you should be able to hear me here. Can they hear me? Can they see me? Well, I'm being disrespectful. My whole back is turned. Okay, here we go. So now I'm not being disrespectful no more. Here we go. This is what this looks like. Well, maybe I'll do it with my left hand so y'all can still see me. So we'll go with... Angie. And then... Phil. All right. So Grace, Reggie, Phil, Susan. Everybody see that? Grace, Reggie, Phil, yeah, you cut the lights on. Grace, Reggie, yeah. Grace, Reggie, Phil, Susan. Everybody see that? I'm saying by whatever month I tell you, you have 80 collectively under these teams. Everybody follow me? All right. 80 collectively under these teams. That's the number to understand. You don't tell me, I'm telling you. So don't freaking out CEO me here. 80 right now. What that looks like is obviously on your effort. I've got nothing to do with that. Everybody got me? So what you should see is there is nothing above this. Got me? All right, I can't. So if you are Reggie, Phil, or Grace, unmute your mics and tell me you got me. Because that's who I need to get.
I got you.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Outstanding. Got you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't have anything above this. Now, Satish, I need you to unmute your mic, and I need you to get this.
Yes, sir.
Since India likes green, see what I did? You see what I did? That's you, Satish. Not you personally, because you can't. But that's it. Go ahead, Yana. Unmute your mic and say what you were getting ready to say so they can get it.
If Grace, Reggie, Reginald, Phil, and Susan are at the very top and there's nobody above them, and you're putting Satish's three directly under them, everything's going to flow through India first and then flow up to Grace, Reginald, and Phil and Susan.
That means, first off, it means I'm freaking Kris Kringle. I am the Easter Bunny, the stork, bringing blessings. Here's what I'm doing. Oh, wait. Satish, do you get this first? I need you to unmute your mic and tell me you get this.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. So I said I need three of your best, but it's not ability I'm looking for or just ability. It's heart. Get it?
Yes.
Because essentially, these three people, in the same manner these three people will grow America, it's the same manner these three people will grow India. That making sense?
Yes, sir.
I didn't pick three people. I didn't pick three average people to grow America. Is that fair? Nor did I pick three non-influential people to do America. The best executor I got in America right now, as far as execution,
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
The best executioner in America, right here, Grace. She don't think. She has no ideas. She has nothing but action. The most competitive person I have right here in an emerging market is Reggie. The most influential people that I have over America is Phil and Susan. Look at what I did. Execution, new and emerging market. People can go to country clubs. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're if Grace, Reggie, Phil, Susan, please, like, I mean, Mike, let me, well, I heard you, Grace. Let me make sure that I got them.
Got it.
Got it.
Good. That's completely strategic. You understand? It's no compete as well. It's just designed in a manner that no matter what happens, it's just impossible to step on one another's toes. Do you understand? It's impossible. Because Reggie ain't going to Hollywood. You understand? He's not. Reggie is essentially going to speak a different language to a different group of people as if he was like Hispanic or something, right? Because that's who Reggie's going to talk to, not Hispanic people, but people like him. That's a whole different, he's going to talk to the other America, let me just tell you. All right, good. Grace is going to execute, boom. So Satish, do you see the strategicness of this?
Yes, sir. I understand
the formula
as well.
Good, outstanding. Well, that's because you got an engineer's mindset, so that was easy for you. Now you don't have to follow this. I want you to follow your instincts. You have great instincts. Okay?
Sure, sir.
All right, but I need those three people. They're going to carry India. Now, the truth is, none of these people are going to, nobody on this board is going to carry America and India. No offense to none of you, but damn one of y'all are going to carry nothing. Because somewhere down here, you're going to meet your Steve Jobs. You're going to meet your Antonio Smith, and they're going to blow this thing up. Somewhere down there, you will find the number one producer in the world. But we'll never get there without these people. You understand? All right. Somewhere out there, there is a 37-year-old woman that just had a baby, and the baby has children's diabetes. and she just lost her insurance. So now they can't afford insulin shots. Somewhere, that lady is about to tear a company up in a good way. I want to find her. Somewhere, there is a executive of United Airlines right now. They just pushed him out because he's too old. Now, his seven-figure lifestyle, he don't want to lose. Can't. You can't lose him because the embarrassment will just kill him. He about to tear this whole thing up. And he's a great public speaker. I want to find him. Y'all hear me? They hear me?
Yeah.
All right. God dog. All right. Please know I think about this stuff every day. All right. Now, Satish, give me those three people by tomorrow. Here's what I ultimately did. Common sense, really. I do not have America competing with India. I do not have India competing with America. Is that understood? Satish, how many customers is Rakeza going to get in the next year-ish? How many?
I have worked out that number already, so I will just look it up.
Okay, anyway, no problem. Look it up. It's a big number. I know the number. A big number. The punchline is, whatever number he's about to say, is going into no compete one company. Should I pay attention? You should be paying attention. Because at the, so basically, there's a scripture in the Bible. It's, what is it? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4, all the way to 7. Verse 4 says, I'm just go ahead and Reggie-ize this verse, okay? I'm going to Reggie-ize it. It say, y'all going to be here for a while. It does. Y'all going to be here for a while. Stop letting these folk tell you this is this. This slavery going to last longer. If you don't like, that's going to last a long time, Jerry. But don't worry about that. Plant gardens. Don't dwindle. Grow. Okay? And then make sure that your descendants go get other descendants. Help me, somebody. That's what it says. It says, marry, have your sons marry daughters. It does. It does. It says, don't dwindle. So this is, don't dwindle in the pandemic. Help me, somebody. They in slavery, this pandemic. They in slavery, they in debt slavery. Don't dwindle. Plant gardens. I'll be planting gardens, daily meetings. Plant gardens. Grow. And then it says, and pray for the country that enslaves you. For in its prosperity, you get your prosperity. That's what it says. I've designed a group economic system that is non-compete. Everybody eats. Be paid in full. Y'all probably not cultured enough for that one. Got me. All right, you got that number, Satish?
Yes, sir. It is
outstanding.
In the first year, it is 300,000 people.
Hey. Give me the other one.
1.2 million.
There you go. 300,000, 1.2 million. You understand? 300,000, 1.2 million. That's India. So what is America? Same numbers. 300,000, 100 million. And they all go through. You understand? Outstanding. All right, you can cut that one off. switching devices.
And that makes sense. Any questions? And then I'll move on to the next part. Any questions? Anybody? Any questions?
I have a question, and maybe I missed this part. So all these people that we're talking about, they are going to be a part of the company, or what are they going to be doing?
Got you. The reason you have this question, because I got a whole different plan for you. That's why you have this question.
Okay, so
I have a whole different plan for you. Basically, here's what I've done as of yesterday, or maybe I was thinking about it, but I basically I moved Jerry and moved you. So right at what time is the first call? 10. Right after this call, I'm gonna call you, okay, Monica? Give you the full breakdown.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and you're gonna love it too. You're gonna.
Can't wait.
Yeah, buddy. You're gonna love it. Yeah, she asked that question because I don't have her part of that. Right? I got her part of something equally as lucrative. All right. Any other questions? Outstanding. There you go. So here is the simplicity of it. How many days I got left, Grace? I've been screaming it. For how many days you think? It was. Oh, go ahead.
It was 83. Is it maybe like 79?
So you got about 79 days to get 80 people. That's between two countries. Is that not? Am I not? Okay. 79 days to get 80 people. That's between two countries. How do these people look? Here's the cool thing. They can even be in the free freshman level because they still count. Because you know what happens to everybody? Once they understand, oh, that's what you was talking about, Jerry. Well, shoot, hook me up. That happens every time. Happens every time. Ain't nobody finna let Jerry make all this money and be like, well, where am I at? Well, I told you what to do. Well, let me do that then. You should have been. And then they're gonna blame him. You should have been told me. And he'd have told him 12 times. Right? That's how it works. Everybody following that? Good stuff. This is important. It's not, listen, Kiara, it ain't, none of this matters. Nothing matters. And no one knows anything. What's important, as much as the Jerry, Reggie, Phil, Susan sounds important, that's not important. That's important to them. That's not important. What's important is that 80-person foundation. Why? It's too easy. Let me explain. So on my whiteboard now, here's software. Here's life-saving software. Everybody look. And don't nobody got time. In fact, I told Tempest this last night. I would never, ever, ever put anybody in a position to where they got to wait 5 years to make a profit again. That's what I told them. I ain't lying. I said, no, I didn't make a mistake, Tempest. Because without me doing that, I wouldn't have all this smartness now to avoid that. I'm not getting no damn software. I will not release this software whatsoever over my dead body. I don't care how much you complain. It's never going to happen until 80 people. And I go get that in one day myself before I release that software. Okay, so teacher's gonna be like, hey, I'm gonna say, nope, pause, I'm not doing it. Why? Because I'm mean, maybe. But no, because I understand I'm not starting from zero for nothing. Let me explain to you how churches get planted. The most successful churches get planted like this. And it doesn't matter, whether it be cross religion, doesn't matter. But I'm just going to say churches because I understand how churches get planted. Phil is pastoring a 3,000 member church. Jerry, for some strange reason, feels the need to be a pastor. God bless him. Right? Now, Jerry goes over there and plants a church and starts from nothing. That doesn't make any sense. That's not what happens. This is what happens. Phil says, well, you know what, Jerry? We've got some people here ready to be leaders. How many leadership positions do you think you need? I'm going to say, I need 12. That's great. I'm going to give you 36 people. See which one of them you want to be leaders. And then Jerry goes and he picks 12 of the 36. Follow me so far? Mm-hmm. Now Jerry isn't starting on the tree, on the street corner with a xylophone in his hand. He's got 12 leaders. Then check this out. Phil says, well, we got 3,000 members. And he gets up in his pulpit and he says, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know Jerry, he's been with us for 30 years. Everyone loves Jerry. Well, what we want to do is we want to offer anyone who wants to go to Jerry's church, and actually he's on the other side of town. Some of you already live there. One, you know, same energy of the church. But if you live closer, if you want to save an hour commute and you want to go with Jerry, then go. But if you've been studying with Jerry's Bible study for the last 12 years, you may not like the change, you know, or no, not a dislike, but you just want to stay with Jerry. Up to 1,000 members can join Jerry's church. Now, what does Jerry start with? 12 leaders, 1,000 members, and an automatic budget. Let me show my whiteboard again. Over my dead body, will I let this happen without 80 people? For the same church planning concept that I just gave you. Make sense? Because it's far more easier to troubleshoot software with 80 people using it like crazy. Far easier for me to figure out the fastest way I need to pay people if the direct deposit system is even working correctly with 80 people. It's also faster for me to get 80 people to a certain dollar a month and then leak that information to the news and say, hey, look what's happening over there. And what happens? Do one radio interview and say, look at what happened in X amount of days. And now those three people, or all 80 of those people, plus those three, right? Plus those three from India, so 86 people, explode in income nearly overnight. Yes, I am incredibly strategic. I don't do nothing by accident no more. I don't. Satish, is the software, is it coming? We know the answer, but you're just helping me be redundant. Yes. Now.
Okay. Yes, sir. So we are working on algorithms.
You ain't got to explain all that. It wouldn't even a trial. It was just for me to push this point again and be redundant. It's automatic. It was 2008. I was going through a divorce. And I was complaining because what else do losers do but complain? Because that's like the loser language, complain. And this old man told me, said, Tony, and I'm talking about, man, I just need to go to school, but they don't let me. And then, you know, just being a loser, Mayuri, don't, you know, you wouldn't have liked me then. You like me now, but you wouldn't have liked me then. I was a loser. Had a tattooed on my forehead. That man said, look, man, 2012 gonna happen whether you complain or smoke weed or not. You might as well take your butt to school. Man, I never forgot that. He was telling me, this 80 people gonna happen or not. Do you understand? Them 1.25 million people gonna happen whether you do something or not. It's the truth. 2024 is coming whether you do something or not. Like, it's not gonna be like 2020. Actually, that's actually possible. I was gonna say it's not gonna be like 2020 in America and then 2024 in India, but it's just the fact that it seems like the civil rights movement right now in America is stuck in 1920. Besides that, okay, besides that psychological timeline, the actual timeline, okay? No, time is going to pass the way it's going to pass. Satish, no matter what you say, till we get 80, I ain't moving. Phil, Susan, Reggie, I ain't moving. I could be very, very stubborn. This is one of those moments. I ain't moving. Not moving. We start with 80. But why do we start with 80? Because I gave you the factorial. 80 to 320, 320 to 960, 1920 to 3,840. Grace, share your calculator for me, please. Antonio, you're being mean. Oh, really? Am I? Let's find out. Let's see. Let's see if I am. Samuels, that first number was 80. Would you mind putting 80 in the calculator? I sure appreciate it. You do that so well. I mean, you use the calculator so well. You really do. You do. What was the next number? Can you add that, please? What was the next number, Grace? 960. Can you add that, please? Yeah. What was the next number? 1920. Look at that. That's the year of America right now. And then the next number?
3,840.
That's a sum, is what you would have said in school, right? Yes. Sum? What's the total sum of this number, Grace?
7,120.
Can you do me a favor, Grace? Can you just multiply that by 10? That's what?
71,200.
If I may. That was 7,120, and I told him to multiply by the absolute lowest possible commission possible, 10, which now makes this $71,200 a month. But I didn't say multiply by 20, right, Grace? I said by 10. That means this is the money I'm forced to pay out every month. Can you do me a favor, Grace? It's just... Do me a favor. Can you divide that by 80? I mean, should you show up Like, just should you show up? And if everyone did that evenly, everyone would have $890 a month coming in, or something close to it. In 5 months. See what I did there? So yeah, that's the plan. Any questions? I'm done. Meeting over. Money? Mm-hmm. No, no questions? All right. Well, I must have spoke very clear. But we all need coffee. All right. Yes. Yes. That's it. That's why. And then we go. Just expect me to make America and India compete at all times. Please expect that. Please know I'm going to always do that. It's going to be a friendly competition. But I'm going to activate what my man said, prey drive. I'm going to activate the prey drive. Borrowing from Coach Michael Burke. And a lot of y'all. That's it. That happens today. Cool. Grace, do me one favor. I want you to go get 80 yourself. Go beat everybody. You got me? I'm saying it out here loud. Go get 80 by yourself. Show them.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
We should let everybody know that we've got Brad Blazer for Monday night.
Yes, the graphic will be done here in the next hour. Brad Blazer will be here Monday night on the same bat channel, same bat time, with Phil and Susan on how to get money and have fun, how to have fun and get money. Having fun while getting paid to speak. Fantastic. They absolutely had a great call. Whatever day Monday was, I have no idea. What's today? Whatever day, it was fantastic, and most of it was on. I'm expecting at least 80 people on the call this time. Yes. So, Tisha, I'm expecting you to bring 12 by yourself.
Yes, sir.
There you go. So, we international, 12 by yourself. We will have that graphic sent out to all of you here within the next hour. And I'm almost done with it. And one more thing. Oh, if you're looking for something to steal, please know that math runs the world. All I did was set a plan of math and then fit egos and personalities inside the mathematical plan. That's all I did. So if you're looking to grow your company, use math. And then use your leadership skills to put people inside math. All right. Love you, everybody. We'll love you more, everybody. Appreciate you. And we'll see you on that Monday call as well. And then we'll be promoting it all week, starting in about an hour or so. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you. Appreciate you. Monica, I'm going to call you right now.
Sounds good.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.